Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I am really excited to get up here. A little nervous, but excited nonetheless. Let's go ahead and open up to Colossians chapter 1. In Colossians chapter 1, we'll start off in verse 13. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Good evening, Lord. God, I want to express my excitement to you, Lord, that I can be up here to share your message. Lord, I ask that you guide me as I walk through the scriptures here, as I share what's been written to your children. Lord, I ask that I have a steady hand as I steady hand in my understanding as I go through this and present it. And Lord, I pray that that it accomplishes your will, that it's received, that I am able to be understood as you intended, Lord. Pray that you guide my footsteps through this message. Lord, we want to thank you as we delve into the Colossians passion here to see a little bit more about the sacrifice that you made, what it means to us, and just how it applies to us, how we can understand the truth that you've laid out in the scripture. Lord, thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here in Colossians, verse 13 is talking about his beloved Son. So it's God referencing Jesus. In verse 15, he makes a reference to the firstborn of all creation. In verse 19, it's the firstborn from the dead. So we know that God has no beginning and no end. We know that Jesus was not created. Here we are looking at three main aspects: being born, creation, and the dead. So being born implies that we came from something. So this is a mother giving birth to a child. So that's the first thing I want to look at, is the firstborn of creation. Now Genesis 1 tells us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So we know, in reference to Jesus here, that he was not the first created. But we also know that Jesus was fully human. So God created humans on the sixth day. That was Adam. Soon after was Eve. So we're also looking at the firstborn of creation. So with Adam and Eve, the firstborn human was Cain. So we know that, looking at this, Jesus is not the first Adam of physical creation. He's not the firstborn human. That was Cain. So let's turn to John chapter 3. In John chapter 3, we'll start off in verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one else can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" So here, Nicodemus is struggling with the concept of being born again. We are old, how can we be born again? The answer really is in the next verse, in verse 5 there. So Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of Spirit." So in verse 5 there, it's telling us to be born of water and Spirit. The next verse, verse 6, is telling us that which is born of Spirit is Spirit. So John, the immerser, he kind of really introduced a new concept. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. "As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." So John came to us with the baptism with water for repentance. So while we're looking at the firstborn, was Jesus the first to be baptized? Now let's turn back to verse 6 and still in Matthew 3. In verse 6, here we are, it says, "And they were being baptized by him," that is John, "in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins." So let's jump down to the next verse, verse 7. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?'" So here we're seeing lots of people being immersed. We see the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be immersed. There's no mention of Jesus being the first. Let's pop down to verse 15, still in Matthew 3. In verse 15, "But Jesus answering said to him, 'Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. Behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him." So he's not the first to be immersed. We just saw people coming to John, saw that even the Sadducees came to John before Jesus did. So far we've covered Jesus is not the first to be created. He's not the first created human. He's not the first born human. He's not the first to be baptized. So now, let's go ahead and look at what it means to be born of Spirit and firstborn from the dead. So, being firstborn from the dead, what does that sound like? Resurrection, So was Jesus the first to resurrect? Jesus resurrected Lazarus when he was still alive before his death. So he's not the first to resurrect. Also, in 1 Kings 17, Elijah resurrected the widow's son. So Jesus is not the first to be resurrected or the first to resurrect. Let's go ahead and look at the death concept. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2. In Genesis chapter 2, we'll start off in verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." In the next chapter, chapter 3, starting verse 3, "But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.' The serpent said to the woman, 'You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings." So here we witnessed them eat the fruit, and they surely did not die. They gained the knowledge. Verse 8. "They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." I wanted to point out here that they hid themselves from the presence of God. So they have disobeyed, and because of that, they became separated from God. So in chapter 3, let's pop down to verse 22. "Then the Lord God said, 'Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever.' Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken." Adam and Eve were banned from Eden so that they didn't eat from the tree of life and live forever. Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 59. In Isaiah chapter 59, we'll start off in verse 1. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." So sin is a separation from God. Let's turn to James chapter 1. And in James chapter 1, go ahead and we'll start off in verse 14. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then, when lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. So it's telling us that when sin is allowed to run its course, the result is death. So Jesus died on the cross. It's a very physical death. Did Jesus sin? Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3. In 1 John 3, we'll start off in verse 4. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen or knows him. So here we're told that Jesus did not sin. But was he separated from God? A quote from Matthew 27:46 is, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," and that's kind of, not sure that's the right pronunciation, but I hope it's close. It's been a little bit since I've seen The Passion of the Christ. But it's, my God, why have you forsaken me? To forsake something is to leave behind or to abandon. So Jesus is asking God, why have you left me behind or why have you abandoned me? It's indicating that there is a separation between Jesus and from God. But Jesus did not sin. So how? Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we'll start off in verse 21. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. So while he had no sin, by going on the cross, he bore our sins to the death. It was in bearing our sins where Jesus died spiritually, where he had that separation from God. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we'll start off in verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. So here we're really showing the two elements. There's a physical element, sown as perishable. There's a spiritual element, raised a spiritual body. When the first Adam disobeyed and ate of the fruit, he didn't die a physical death. But when he disobeyed, he died a spiritual death, becoming separated from God. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll go ahead and we'll start off in verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. A new creation. Jesus, having the claim of being the firstborn from the dead, he died a spiritual death on the cross when he bore our sins. He was the first to be resurrected spiritually. Resurrecting himself, he became a new creature from a spiritual death. A creature that we had not seen before here. So the firstborn of all creation, that's talking about the spiritual creation. The new creature is the spiritual creation. And Jesus was the first.